Which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry? If you love films,
that was my fault. It's my fault, not Jasmine's. It's my fault. Sorry, Dean. Missed some of your song.
Did you change the lyrics? I don't remember those being the lyrics. You did. Dean Richards joins us right now. Dean, are you angry? Wendy messed up the intro.
Oh, hang on. He's on the phone. There he is.
Hi, Dean.
If I don't hear the entire theme song, I cannot.
You can't perform.
Will not work under these conditions.
Who can blame you?
I told you Red M&Ms.
Yep. Dean, let's start out with some bad news. The world of show business is stunned with the revelation that Tyler Perry will no longer be playing his Madea character. Please walk us through this.
Yeah, not only is no longer playing, but apparently has said that he is going to kill the character off.
Yeah.
Because he said he doesn't want to be.
We're going to have to call you back, Dean.
Do we have a bad connection?
Yeah, it's a bad connection. Can we call you right back?
Are you in the sauna?
I'm in an airplane.
Oh, can you land for a moment and we'll talk to you?
Let me put the landing gear down and get a better connection.
All right. Yeah, we'll call you right back. We'll get a better connection. All right.
I'm hanging up on him.
All right. So Jasmine will call him back.
Why is he on a plane? Is that where he does his reports?
Dean doesn't drive. He takes a plane everywhere he goes.
It's the weirdest thing.
He lives in Rogers Park, and he takes a small Cessna from Rogers Park to the city, and then back when he's done. Yeah, he's living the high life again. All right, why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break. We'll reconnect with
Dean. That's a good idea. You're a smart man.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks, Wendy. And we'll get a better connection, so stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Before we do that, though, these words, Wendy, you know what's not smart?
What?
Me?
All right, we're going to try it again with Dean.
Dean, are you there?
I blame Wendy for that.
Yeah.
Everyone else does, no worries.
Wendy's fault.
Although, who were you, Paul Stanley or Ace Frehley? Who were you?
I was Paul Stanley,
that's right, of course.
Yeah, with the white clown makeup on and the star on my eye. Kiss wig. Yeah, that was, we were doing a big Kiss contest yesterday. So, turns out Larry and Robin didn't want to get dressed up. So it all fell to me. The responsibility fell to me.
You made it happen.
I represented our show. I was dressed as Ozzy Osbourne yesterday.
Oh, awesome. Did you bite the hat off of a pigeon?
I had a bat that I had with me.
Nice.
Yep. No one was safe.
American
safety.
League or National League?
American.
It was a Louisville Slugger. Dean, tell us about Bohemian Rhapsody. We've been waiting to hear not just your review, but to see the movie. It's finally opening this weekend. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? This is so interesting because some of the early national reviews have come out, and they're fairly negative about the movie, which could not have surprised me more. Hmm. Because I walked out of this movie on cloud nine. I loved it. I thought, first and foremost, Rami Malek, who plays Freddie Mercury in this movie, is going to be nominated for an Academy Award. He is spectacular in this role. He captures the physical movements, the voice. He doesn't do all of the singing in this movie. It's supplemented with Freddie Mercury's actual vocal tracks, and they brought in another Freddie Mercury sound-alike singer to kind of supplement the vocals to this. But dramatically, he makes you feel the jubilation that was the late 70s, mid-70s, into the 80s when Freddie Mercury passed away. He makes you feel the jubilation. He makes you feel the success. This movie also takes you into some of the darker areas of Freddie's self-exploration, accepting his sexual orientation, becoming diagnosed with HIV and AIDS, which I know are not pleasant things, but they're part of the true story. One of the national reviews that I read that trashed this movie said that the movie was homophobic because Freddie Mercury didn't embrace his sexual orientation. This had to be a 20-year-old reviewer who, you know, didn't remember what it was like for people who were questioning their sexual orientation then, and how ostracized and how difficult it was for people back then, and especially how ostracized somebody was who was diagnosed HIV positive. It was a terribly difficult time. I think they very accurately portrayed how Freddie Mercury dealt with all this. This movie is anything but homophobic. It's celebratory. It's very emotional, highs and lows. But overall, the overall feeling you're going to get from this movie is a rockin' good time.
That's what I want, man.
I had forgotten how many great songs Queen had. I had so much fun. You're going to be singing along with every single one of them. I really liked it. I gave it a big old B+ day.
Oh, that's great news. Can't wait to see it. It's Bohemian Rhapsody. It's opening this weekend, as is a new version of the Nutcracker. What can you tell us about this?
Really? My dog's getting neutered right now.
Yeah, good
Thanks,
timing,
Bill.
Whether you get half off.
That's ironic. Yeah, that's ironic. That would be called Nut Clipper, I think. That would be called. That would really be a different version. But
Dean working blue.
it's called Nutcracker and the Four Realms. It's from Disney, and it's kind of a live action. You know, some of it's slightly animated, some of it's live action. A story of a young girl who is bequeathed a gift from her late mother, but there is a magic key that is required to open this gift and appreciate this gift. So the movie is about her quest in this magical kingdom to find this key. The movie actually kind of reminded me of Wizard of Oz a little bit, because along the way, this young girl is looking for the key. Meets other people along the journey, and they go along also on the journey for all different reasons, much like Wizard of Oz, where you have this kind of band of people who are in search of something. It's a lovely story. It's beautifully done. It's colorful and musical, and there's lots of dancing. There's lots of you know, a beautiful ballet, kind of true to the you know, Nutcracker, with all the familiar songs from the original in it. It's very nice. It's beautiful for the kids. I think adults are going to like it too. It leaves you in a good mood.
It's hard to sell a movie, though, Dean. If a movie has too much ballet dancing, it's a hard sell on America, isn't it?
Depends who's dancing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, the ballet dancers are quite good in this, but it's not overwhelmingly dance heavy. It's extremely story heavy, and the visual and the adventure really is the main driving force, where there are little sprinkles of dance moments in this movie. It's not like going to the Joffrey Ballet where everything is dance. This one is quite different. I actually enjoyed it. Maybe because I was wearing a tutu. Just a coincidence that I just happened to be wearing it the night that I saw this movie. I gave this a Dean Sloss B+. And let me tell you something. At my age, a tutu is not comfortable to wear.
All the chafing. It's not comfortable.
Why is mine called a 4-4?
They do not make them in husky big boy sizes.
Look at all the big movies, Dean, that have come out, not just this weekend, but in the last couple of weeks, that are music based. What's going on there? Why so many music type movies?
And Rocket Man, when's that coming out?
That's still a few months off. That's still a ways off.
I don't think that's going to be before Christmas, but it's going to be an interesting competition, especially at the Golden Globes, where they have a competition for their categories called comedy or musical. There are lots of movies that are extremely, you know, musically oriented. And I still think A Star Is Born is the one to beat. I still haven't seen anything better than A Star Is Born. That to me is pure perfection. But there are lots of them that are great. Bohemian Rhapsody is just complete rock and roll fun, extremely nostalgic. So, you know, I think we've got some good ones. Speaking of, before we got technically interrupted, we were talking about Tyler Perry, who's going to kill off his Medea character in about a year or so, according to what he said in an interview. There's a new Tyler Perry directed movie this week. He's not in it. It actually stars Tiffany Haddish and Tika Sumpner. It's called Nobody's Fool. I haven't seen it. It wasn't screened, so I can't really tell you much more about it. And that Tiffany Haddish plays a woman who's just out of jail and is her sister, who is very well-to-do and very well-off, is trying to help her sister trying to get back into society. So I know it's rated R. I know it's a comedy. But that's all that I can tell you about that. Bill, I know that you run, that you don't walk, you run to any new Tyler Perry
movie. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Despite the fact that Madea is not in this, at least you should know that that it's out there.
Oh, excellent. Tiffany Haddish, by the way, getting a lot of work lately.
She's really
in a lot
funny.
Of movies now.
Yeah, she's very funny. And she's, you know, she's the it girl right now.
Yeah.
I actually think that she's in danger of being overexposed. I realize that, you know, when you... you know, when you've been a struggling comedian and, you know, trying to get a break like this, that you take everything that comes along. But I don't think it would be a terrible idea for her to say no to some of the projects that are coming along.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Dean, I have to ask you a quick question about the Academy Awards. Now, we're still a couple of months away. They haven't even announced the nominations yet. But they were talking about adding another category for popular movies. And now there's some backlash that that might not be happening. Do you know where that stands or not?
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be happening, at least not this year. They decided that it was too much change too soon. They're at least going to wait until 2 years, let this cycle pass and then possibly do it the year after that. And that's to accommodate films like Avengers and the big commercial movies that don't normally get very much Academy Award attention.
Are you for that category or against the new category? What are your thoughts?
I like it, yeah. I don't think it. Some people say that it waters down. I don't think it does, because too many good movies get completely ignored. It's tough. And, you know, the kinds of movies that tend to win Best Picture are certainly good pictures. But, you know, in many, many years, they're independent films, they're small films. And the big movies that also have had a huge impact get zero attention. So I don't think it's a terrible thing to have a separate category for other kinds of movies. Almost every other awards organization has something like that right now. I think it's time for the Academy to catch up. One of those movies this year might be the Fantastic Beasts sequel, which is a Harry Potter prequel with Eddie Redmayne, and Jude Law is starring as young Dumbledore. In this one, and that's why I'm headed to Los Angeles right now. As you can hear, our pilot is making a lovely announcement right now.
Oh.
Apparently, he doesn't know that I'm on the radio.
Oh.
And should shut up.
Oh no. Dean, travel safely.
That's where I'm headed, and I'm going to interview that whole cast, and I'll have that next week.
Oh, that'll be excellent.
And also next week, I'd like to know who's playing the part of Jim Toronto in Rocket Man. So find out that information.
That's a new addition.
All right, cool.
Dean, thanks.
Travel
safely. We'll see you when you get back.
All right, guys. See you soon. Have
That's
a good weekend.
Dean Richards. We'll take a quick break, and then Wendy and I are headed to the stream. Join us there or stick around here for the Wintrust Business Lunch. We'll find out what Steve has for you next.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.